But speaking of Gen Z,
the moment I heard that, it like, stuck in my mind.
Oh, it stuck in it's your stuck, mind. It spoke like a Uganda.
Because 2023 resolution. But as Jamaica 2024,
okay. No judgment. We listen.
We don't judge.
But we also judge. Everybody, welcome to another episode of Speaking of Gen Z. This is actually season 4. Happy New Year! I hope you're doing well. I am doing fantastic. And today, for this episode, I have a lovely guest. OMG, this is my friend. His name is Muli. Hi, Muli.
Hey, what's up? What's up? You know, there's this thing I like about Speaking of Gen Z. Mm-hmm. The world has a lot to talk about.
But speaking of Gen Z,
the moment I heard that, it like, stuck in my mind.
Oh, it stuck in it's your stuck, mind. It spoke like a Uganda. It stuck in my mind.
I tell you, my sister, Happy New Year.
Happy New Year. Molly is... This, of course, his voice sounds so familiar. This is Muli Nduva Anthony. He does the NFM drive. Yeah. Listen, this is our first episode. It's still January and we are still talking about the new year. Do you have resolutions?
Mm.
So this episode is all about resolutions and goals.
Absolutely.
Are they worth it? Are they worthless?
Mm-hmm.
How are we going to follow up?
Yes.
Muli, do you have resolutions?
I don't. Oh. 14/25, at least I don't. Okay, well, I do have one, which I'm still 50-50 about it. I don't usually count it as a New Year's resolutions because I've had it for like 3 years now, non-stop. So is that really? No, but on the 2023 resolution. But as Jamaica 2024.
Okay. No judgment. We listen.
We don't judge.
But we also judge. So now.
Mm-hmm. Well, I just feel like it's a lot of headache. It's a lot of societal expectations. Mm-hmm. And I feel like we always want to fit into this. It's very performative. Okay, you're doing it because, well, your next person is doing it.
Yeah.
You're doing it because your mom, your sister have got there. So you feel like, I don't want to be left out. Mm. It's the in thing. It's the jazz right now, you know? So it's not really from the depth of your heart. It's not your desire. You're just putting it out there because everybody's putting it out there. So I decided, me, I'm going to be real with myself. When I'm ready, I'm ready.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? But it could be any time. I could start it in February. I could start it in November. I don't want to stick to January. And I know very well, if I say I want to lose weight, I want to cut my mafuta ya tummy, because guys, in as much as I sound young, I am young.
But when you look are at, you though?
When you look, yo, to say that you are 5 years in my years, if you're 30, we listen.
Okay,
we listen,
and we judge, but it's okay.
Yeah, so I told myself, listen. You don't need to put yourself in a box. Mm-hmm. You don't need to, pressure yourself a lot. Okay, when you're ready, you're ready. Okay, when you want to, you will get to it. Because one thing about me, if I say I'm going to do it, I will do it. Mm-hmm. And I'll tell you later what I said I'm going to do, and I did it so well.
Yeah.
So for me, I don't think New Year's resolutions, in my opinion, is really a very, you know, important, paramount phase of my life.
Yeah.
It really isn't.
So what I'm getting is, of course, you have goals for the year.
Yes.
Let's start there.
Yeah. Work goals.
Let me write that.
Because I have to write my. I have to convince my boss that I am the best employee. Yes. So in terms of that, I do
but
have.
But you are the best employee. You don't have any convincing to do. So, but you do you have goals for the year, apart from like personal goals or just goals? What I'm getting is
okay.
You probably have a direction.
Yeah.
Or a path you feel. Or you want to follow,
mm-hmm.
but you don't necessarily box yourself to January 1st.
Thank you.
Let me tell you, some church I went to.
Yes.
Unavuka mwaka, unaambiwa. I mean, it's a good thing
for
us when you sasa sisi, we are all for New Year resolutions.
Yeah,
on
yeah,
you
yeah.
do it even in December, and right. then first you're like praying over them, you know.
Uh-huh.
So you're being told when you pluck a blank paper.
What?
Yeah.
You put it down.
Yeah. On you paper. Put your goals down.
Yes.
That's what I do. I actually have my goals here, but they ask you to write them down and to pray over them, and I feel. I've been doing that since time immemorial.
Okay.
But I feel that's it just pressures you.
It does.
For no reason.
It does.
And the fact that in your mind, mm-hmm. I don't know, it's if there's just that one thing where you fail, mm-hmm. and you've worked at the resolutions in January. Now yeah. you're thinking about 2026 January. Have you had that on socials?
Come again?
Kama tumeshindwa kuanza hizi resolutions 25 nimeshachoma.
Yeah.
Wacha tuanze 2026. You get? You are see, you getting me?
This is why it's very performative.
Yeah.
It is very performative. Hang on. Wait. You put them down and then your pastor is going to read them.
No, no, no.
Okay, so you're just going to write them and then you keep them.
Yeah,
the
it's
paper.
Just for you.
So you're not
you.
Taking it so mbele kama sadaka.
No.
Okay.
Okay, some actually do that, but just for prayers. Wanaandika prayers, wanaenda hapo na wanaziekelea mikono.
Ziombe zikiwa abstract now. Usiziombe zikiwa hapo kwa karatasi. Because I feel like even if it's your resolutions, it should be you.
It's a personal. Yeah, it's a very private
you know, affair.
Thing.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Nobody yeah. else should know. Mm. If you want to put it out there, you can go ahead and do it that, yeah. do that way. But that should be something very, very personal. Mm. Like for me, if I decide this is the path I want to, because now you want to call it like mm. that, this is the path I am, this is the trajectory I'm taking, then it's going to be me, myself, and I knowing that.
Yeah.
No fourth party, because it's just the three of us, me, myself, and I.
No, no, Akuna no. Mtumingine. Me, myself, and God.
And,
look
and
at
God
you.
As well. Oh, Lord.
Withdraw.
I withdraw. I withdraw, guys. So yeah, it should never be. It you should unless now you're with
it's
your partner.
It's like a family, or
and you're making goals together.
Exactly.
That's when
or this family is, resolutions or yeah. work resolutions. You guys yeah. do that. Ama nyimkotu. Nyimkotu.
I don't know if my folks are gonna listen to this, but tukotu.
Mkotu.
Tukotu.
That's just what I feel about resolutions. Mm-hmm. Is I stopped making them a January thing.
Yeah.
Like I started working out. Let me tell you, this yeah. I'm being very personal and yeah. vulnerable.
That's quite personal.
If I'm just thinking, if I had set these goals, I just started like 2 weeks ago.
Okay.
And I've been very consistent,
yeah.
actually.
Yeah.
I'm thinking if I made the resolutions on 1st or 31st mm-hmm. and then not start on 1st
yeah.
or either 2nd.
Yes.
Are you getting my point?
I do.
Feel
I
so
do.
Bad. Like,
exactly.
OMG, this year, mm-hmm. now I've chomad, you know.
Yeah.
Anyway,
this is why I always say there's a lot of serotonin, dopamine when you're like putting them down.
Yeah.
Okay, you're most likely you're doing this in December. Your time your Christmas nini.
Yeah.
But the moment you don't do them, already you're delulu. You're
right?
Like January 1st.
Is my 2025.
This is, yes,
right?
This is what I'm going to do. If you fail to do that, you feel like a loser already.
Tell
and if you start feeling
it.
Like a loser at the beginning of the year, already it is painted a picture of how your year is going to look like I kuanza vizuri. That's what unasema. Unasema mtu amesema 2024 ilikuwa mbaya. Ilikuwa mbovu.
Yeah.
I didn't achieve this and
yeah.
that. But then if you stop making it a January affair, you say Feb, March,
exactly.
When you can.
Actually,
literally
you know,
when you can.
What I'm thinking,
yeah.
if you want, fine, if you want to do your goals on in January
yeah.
or December or November,
okay.
set achievable goals.
Mm-hmm.
Let me tell you a bad story.
Yeah.
Me in high school, there's a time my friends and I, we used to call me
yes.
Octopizo number 8 because why I was getting 8 in math.
Yo.
Like I can't do math.
Yo.
So we were talking about setting goals.
Yeah.
So nakumbuka ukiambi uandike goals, uandike pale kwa kwa.
Number 8 is diabolical.
Crazy, bruh.
I hope you cut those friends off.
No. Actually, that name, Mimi.
You wore it like a tag.
Mimi atando nili JK yo jina. I'm like. But I honestly can't do math and I just kubalid.
Mm-hmm.
Na nikasema tu, it's fine.
Okay.
I'm going to get a husband or
yeah.
a partner who can do math to help our children.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
But you remember there's some time you were told to put your targets on the corner of your desk.
Yes.
Why are you being
yes.
told
yes,
that?
Yes, 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 yes.
Alafu mtu kama mimi sasa. Mm-hmm. Kuna time. Najua napatanga hiyo 8.
Okay.
Lakini nimeandika 60.
Jehovah. That's 52
Paka.
Plus 52.
Paka
very magical.
Mwalimu ana.
That would take a bitter cold. Ah. In comes commander.
Wakati chana kwambia, wow, I see you are. I see.
Yeah.
But I can't see. Can you set an achievable goal?
Yo.
Fine. Like 20 is good as well.
We're making progress.
You get.
Baby
you
step.
Know. You know.
Baby
so
step.
That's what I'm talking about. It's just baby steps.
Exactly.
For me, what works, achievable goals, I put them into even weeks, if not months.
Yes.
I won't say 2025. I'll say January.
Yeah.
Or the 2 weeks of January.
Yes.
Or the first two episodes of Speaking of Gen Z.
Okay.
That's a goal.
It is.
And you know, when I achieve it, yeah, my mind is already,
it's a force of habit.
Right?
Immediately it registers, this is what we're supposed to do, and then it becomes very effortless.
Exactly.
Now,
like how you do an FM drive.
Yes.
Sorry.
Oh, child.
Sorry.
Hi, Bo.
Sorry.
So, you're not even forced. You don't even feel forced.
Yeah.
You're like, I need to be here at this time.
Yeah.
And I want to willingly be there. I have the desire to be there. That now you start seeing that, I am sticking thoroughly to my New Year's resolutions. But kama ulikomesema utakuwa unamka 5 every day. Mm-hmm. January 1st umeka alarm ya 4:30 ya kukushtua. Amka 5 iko karibu in like 30 minutes. Umefika 5 umeamka umefini kama the whole night ulikuwa shamba.
Bra.
Kama ulikomesema kuamka 8, amka 6 perhaps.
Mdogo
amka 5 hivi. Yeah. Na ulale mapema. Mm. You know, that's they just sort of like grow into you.
Yeah.
You just don't, it's not like a snap of a finger and then everything is just working the way you envisioned it in December.
The way you envisioned it at that specific time where you had like a dopamine rush.
Yes.
And you were so happy and excited for 2025.
It's never like that.
You know?
The actualizing it is the hardest problem. It's brain surgery. I kid you not.
Let's go.
Uh-huh.
Let me tell you.
Yeah.
There's a point you had mentioned on pressure.
Yes.
I have a friend.
Mm-hmm.
We were talking, having a conversation, and I was like, actually,
yeah,
I'm going to the supermarket to get a Manila paper.
Okay.
For what? For my vision board, right?
Yeah.
Have you taken as a vision board?
That's even very bougie.
Yeah.
Like, have a whole vision board. I could like literally have it on my phone.
Yeah, you can have it on Canva as well.
The bigger the dream,
the bigger the Manila, the achievable dream.
I know. The bigger it is, the even more harder. What was I doing?
No.
That's the dopamine I'm talking about.
No, I feel, first, let me actually normalize the story, alafu sasa tuongelele vision board. So, nikamwambia, I'm going to the supermarket. First of all, I didn't even get the Manila paper.
Okay.
Why?
Yeah.
Shouldn't be an excuse, but she was like, That was in January. I had just gotten back to the office.
Mm-hmm.
14th probably.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, you're making your vision board now.
What do you mean?
Why? Me, I made mine in November. I'm like, oh my God.
The pressure. Unnecessary pressure.
Is getting worse.
It's worse every time.
I was like, OMG, nimechelewa.
Mm-hmm.
But I just slowly just ambient myself.
Yeah.
It's me. Hi.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I'm not the problem. It's me, but it's just me. It's me against me.
It is.
It's me against Mimi Wajana na Wajuzi na last year.
Exactly.
Bona tunakuwa na hiyo pressure.
Yeah.
And it's very easy to anguka into
in that pressure.
In that pressure where of expectations, you know. And it made me feel so bad. It made me feel like I'm not even gonna achieve anything in 2025 because I didn't make my vision
board in November. The more clearer and crystal clear,
you know, the clearer the paths in 2025.
Everybody is on a totally different path.
Period.
And that's what people need to understand.
Say that again.
You're on a totally different path.
Come on.
Your friend could make theirs in March for 2026.
Yeah.
Others have already, you know, written it down for 2026. And then now you look at it and you're like, hey, I'm a failure.
Mm.
Oh my God, look at them. They've already pangered their lives very well. I mean, unazitengeneza yako ya hii mwaka na ya 2026, na uachieve ya zote hii mwaka.
Period. Na unajua kuna pia watu, they just... Outside is so magical and beautiful, but inside there's really nothing happening.
Exactly. Super cosmetic.
Yeah.
100%
definitely.
Cosmetic.
You know.
That's what they want you to see. They want you to see that, listen, I'm so organized.
Mm.
Listen, I've been having this transcendental meditation about my life. Okay. This is what I'm planning by 25. I need to have my car.
Yeah.
By this age, I need to have this and that. So now you sit at a corner and you're already sulking, worrying. Oh God, what am I doing with my life? And that is part of, that is one thing that I broke out of in 2024.
Wow.
Looking at all these things your friends are doing and you're like, I swear to God, I need to sit down at a corner, nataka kuekelewa mikono kwa kichwa niombewe because I don't know what is the problem with me.
Right?
I'm not moving. And I realized, you're not the problem. It's because you're trying to, you know, match your life with everybody else's.
Yeah.
Chart your own path.
That's
bottom
so
line, just always chart your own path.
Period.
If you feel like you're not ready for New Year's resolutions this year, it's okay. Okay? If you feel like to have a different name.
Okay.
That's my opinion. That's my opinion. Yeah. So the pressure is always there. Very, very present. You need to find a way to exist within that pressure and still not feel pressured. Mm. Okay. Let people do what they want. What do you want? Mm. What is your heart saying it wants?
Yeah.
Does it want ukate? I said at one point, I want to cut white bread.
Yeah.
Michelle, I'm telling you, I went for like 2 weeks without white bread and wheat and chapati.
That was nice. It was 2 weeks is good.
I felt like I was Nenda Sayun.
Really?
I felt so bad.
At least you felt like unenda?
Nenda Sayun. Oh. But now, this is the thing. Mm. What happened, kitambo nilikuwa nakula kama mkate muzima. Okay?
Boflo. Kiboflo umeketi chini ume.
Yeah. So that's why drastically in January I said, I'm cutting it entirely. Yeah. Body was like, So I went back to it and I was like having two, three, four slices at most. It got to a point where I'd even go like 3 days without even thinking about bread. And that's what I'm saying. It's very habitual. Very slow. Mdogo, mdogo. You just cannot wake up. Snap of a finger.
Now everything has changed.
Even your body has not even communicated. Right. You know, it requires that slow introduction into other things.
Yeah.
Slow, reducing.
Before we go to the vision board, manenos, you've reminded me. I've also cut on sugar.
Yeah.
And I tried cutting sugar last year.
Yes.
Sugar has this habit of giving me acne. So I decided, I didn't know what's like making me break out or something.
Correct.
So I just decided to cut everything and just see. So one time I decided to go zero on sugar.
Yeah.
And it wasn't doable.
It wasn't
wheat. Mm-hmm. It wasn't doable. Mm-hmm. But I came to learn.
Yeah,
it's just pole pole.
Yes,
you like I was taking like 3 tablespoons. I mean, not tablespoons, teaspoons of sugar in a cup of tea.
In a cup of tea.
That's a lot. 2.5 to 1.5
Yes.
Now I'm taking duvia tea.
No way,
Michelle.
You
see,
now you look at it and you're like.
How?
How did I manage to do that?
Yeah, and that's the thing. Even for exercise, for me, this is like a personal thing. I started with the low intensity stuff.
Yeah.
As long as I'm gonna sweat.
Yes.
It's a low intensity. And then now I build kidogo as I go. Mimi kitambo. And I realized that's why I wasn't sticking to my plan.
Okay.
Because I was waking up and like 20 sit-ups.
Yeah.
Now. Uh-huh. I wasn't doing none of that. I wasn't even walking.
Wait, today you have not done? All these years you have not done? Now tomorrow 20?
Bruh, I used to pressure myself and I'm like, OMG, why is it not working?
Yeah. Nanny's doing it. Why am I not? Yeah.
Now, I went to the gym one time.
Yeah.
In 2023.
Yes.
Bruh, I almost fainted. I almost fainted. I did my trainer. I was like, chill.
You need to relax.
Kunywa tu maji.
Yeah.
And chill. Because I was just pressuring myself. Nilikuwa nimeenda hapo nimeinua my weights. Kama, mimi nachezanga rugby.
Kai.
Yani, wacha niinge kwa treadmill. Kukimbia, Kipchoge, mimi ananiaza.
Has nothing on
me. Has nothing on me. Nikaribu nianguke. I just like went back hivi. But it doesn't make sense. I think it's just a slow. It's and I think that's the beauty of life. It's just seeing the kidogo wins. You know, if we're able to achieve all this today, what are we gonna look forward to?
And all these things you can do them any month.
Right? It doesn't have to be January. It doesn't have to.
Yeah.
Can we talk about vision board?
Let's talk about
why don't you think vision boards are
again, I think
important.
For me, the number one with the bullet is it's always the pressure.
Yeah.
It is always the pressure. I'll tell you this story, very short story. One time, I was sitting somewhere, and I was making kidogo money before I joined NMG.
Mm-hmm. Okay? You've been making money ever since.
What do you mean? 400 can be...
No, but you... I'm just thinking about how many times you've told me about chums and...
Yeah.
Even without like an 8-to-5 or this radio job, you used to have money.
I used to. I'm outgoing like that.
Bruh.
All right? I'm outgoing like that. And even...
Period.
This was a job that was linked with a family friend. So they knew my strengths. They knew things I was able to do, you know. And being the most outspoken person. So I started making this money. One time when I got the payment, I sat and I said, what is the reason as to why I'm not saving? What is the reason why I'm not... You know, I can't explain. If you ask me, why are you not saving? I can't explain why I'm not saving. I am living with my folks. I don't have expenses.
Bruh, why is that Ugandan accent coming?
I don't know.
Out of nowhere. I'm living with my folks.
I don't understand. My brothers. So now I sat in a mat and I was like, I need to start saving. I took... I think I took 90% of that cash and I put it in a locked savings account. And I said, never ever am I going to touch that money.
Real?
Yes, weirdly. And the goal at the time, I was like, I need to get myself an iPhone 11 Pro Max and by December. Did. This was in April.
Yeah.
This was like 4 or 5 years ago. I said, I must get this one by the end of the month. How am I going to get to that? Start saving. Every amount of cash I was getting at the time, I didn't care about what I was wearing. Mm-hmm. I didn't care about going to restaurants and stuff. Mm-hmm. 90% was going to that one goal. Okay? And then that's exactly what I went up to date. Bado nangoja tu kununua iPhone 11 Pro Max. That was the initial goal.
Yeah.
I'm still saving, and I'm saving as much as I used to at that time.
Mm.
All right? So that, for me, it was in April. It wasn't like a January thingy. I progressively, you know, became a saver on that. And to date, I can solidly say that is one of the decisions I ever made in my life that I stuck to it. And now anything I want to do, okay, that is going to benefit me, either my health-wise, my money-wise, I always refer to that idea. Mm. What is the reason as to why I'm not doing this? I need to do it. Mm. So for me, my vision board could be anywhere. It doesn't need to be on a book, on a manila. It could be in a mat. It could be me walking around and I'm like, to date, that is a decision I've made and I'm going to stay stuck.
It's just
stuck
in your head.
So I don't need to write it down.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What I'm getting is...
Yeah.
Yes, vision board, no vision board. Yes, resolutions, no resolutions.
Yeah.
We still need.
Yeah. We still need. If you want to,
goals. Yes. We still need. Not principles. Okay, yeah, principles. But yes. Just we need a direction.
Yes.
Something that's gonna steer us towards a specific direction.
Exactly.
Whether you're gonna write it down, whether you're not gonna. Whether you're tengenezaing a vision board, all I'm getting from this conversation is, and we agree, right?
Yes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That we just need a direction. It doesn't matter if you're setting the direction in May.
Yeah.
Or whatever.
You just need that direction. For me, 11 Pro Max was the direction.
Yeah.
I didn't get the phone at the end of the year. But I got to a point, I was like, this feels good.
Yeah.
I mean, if I want to get something right now, I'd get it without breaking a sweat. Why? Because... I've got the funds for me. You understand?
Yeah.
So that is the direction everybody requires. You just don't need to put it somewhere. Mm. Put it at the back of your head.
Mm-hmm.
Know that mimi ni mtu mkubwa. Nimesema hii ndio nitafanya, hii ndio nitakuwa nafanya.
Yeah.
Okay?
I'm for writing them down. And for the vision board?
Yeah.
Definitely for the vision board.
I'm not against it.
Yeah.
You go right ahead.
If
that is what you require
for me,
to follow it to the latter, do it.
Yeah. Okay? But you don't think it's necessary.
Yes.
I think I'm such a planner or even a writer. Like, you just find me scribbling all the time, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
I think me waking up and looking at my vision board behind my door, bedroom door, automatically, probably I won't look at it and like, okay, today what am I doing?
Yeah.
But every day I'm just waking up and I'm seeing that car, that GLE.
Okay, wow.
On that manila paper.
Yeah.
Or I'm seeing that dream body.
Yes.
Or I'm seeing money.
Yes.
You know, slowly my head, it's not a new thing anymore.
Yeah, it sets already, your soul on fire.
Exactly. My mind is already, we've already accepted that that's me. That's us.
Yes.
And it's going to be very easy for me to, it's like the red car. Is it the yellow car theory or something? Once you see the yellow car, you're going to see it multiple times on the road, you know.
Hey.
That's the thing. You just see, and you visualize it every time and everywhere. When you're washing your face, when you're brushing your teeth, you're always visualizing. I think that helps me.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that may work, you know.
Yeah.
But if you follow like the correct principles or something, setting honestly clear goals, honest to you know.
Yes.
Setting achievable goals and they're realistic. And we've talked about that, you know. And also building a routine. We've talked about that. Not just waking up and you're like, 20 sit-ups from 0 sit-ups.
Uh-huh. No, it's not going to work.
Yeah.
20 sit-ups, 5 every day.
Exactly. That's actually nice.
When you talk to a gym instructor, they will tell you it's working.
Mm,
it will work for you. As long as you stick to that routine.
Exactly. If you want to cut weight, not immediately. Your body is gonna fight you. Your body is so used to it.
That's
true. Ask an alcoholic to stop alcohol heavy. It's what are withdrawal symptoms?
That's what we have. That's what we have. What's it called? Rehab.
Rehab. Yeah.
Because you can't do it by yourself. You require some bit of help.
You know.
You definitely require some bit of help.
Also, lastly, is just tracking your progress.
Track.
I have a diary.
Yeah.
It's a planner, and it has like a space for you to write your meals, how many steps you've tembeared.
Yes.
And I also have, I actually created this for myself. I have this habit, which I want to stop. So if I did the habit or I said something, if I cast, I'm going to highlight the graph.
Okay.
So at the end of the month,
I'll
see, kama ni color red, coming. Are you getting me?
I'm
like the graph is red. Niko like, anyway,
you
trauma.
You need to check yourself, yes.
But if the graph is like clear, I'm like, oh, that's girl. Good. And it's going to give me the oomph and excellent. The power for next month.
Absolutely.
All right.
Absolutely.
Guys, I don't know what you feel about resolutions and vision boards, and what helps you honestly making them. Are you team for or against?
Yeah. I'd love to hear them say that.
Right?
Which side they're leaning on.
Yes, please.
Question to the side. Mm-hmm. How many pens do you use in a year?
How many pens?
Yeah, because you write a lot, Wena.
I actually have a jar where I put my... That's weird. That like my what is I'm it finished
is when
pens?
You write, like the pens that you use in a year.
Yeah.
Because maybe I could count. I don't think I use like about 10 pens in a year.
Thank you so much, guys, for listening. If you have like maonies and probably things that can help us or help Muli, because Muli appended resolutions, please talk to us. My handles are namasaka_ everywhere.
Yes. And muli.nduva on Instagram, nduva_Anthony on X. Just simple as Anthony Muli, pale kwenye Facebook. TikTok ni jokes ni.
Thank you so much for listening and have a good one. Happy New Year again.
Happy New Year to you
Bye.
Too.
Love you.
Loved it.